Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Far away in the remote Mount Flatten in the far-off peaks, a valorous scientist explorer by the name of Researcher is dangling by a rope, making his way up the mountain. He is doing something that no one else has done since the 60s.
Wowzers, climbing the top of Mount Flatten is tough.
Yes, Mr. Researcher is a novice mountain climber, one that took it upon himself to realize he needed a break.
Whew, I'm so tired.
As Mr. Archer drank from his water bottle and prepares for the next big climb up, something shiny caught his eye.
Ooh, shiny.
Was it some kind of gem? Why, no, it was...
some stupid, silly rock. Not shiny at all, but...
there was something strange about that rock that was lodged in a weird crevice. Archer yanks it free as it glistens in the sun in a weird, unglisteny way. Confused, Researcher places it in his knapsack on his back as he readies to throw the rope up to continue his climb.
Whoa!
Reese notices that he was starting to lift off the ground. He quickly uses the rope in his hand to lower himself down.
That was a close one. What in the world? I was floating up in the sky because of my knapsack? That rock?
Yes, that rock. When he pulls it out, he lets go as it starts to levitate itself into the air.
No way am I letting you go. What is this strange new rock?
It was a great question. Researcher made sure to grab the rock and climbed back down Mount Flatten, taking his amazing rock to his home state of New York, where other scientists went goo-goo for the new hot find of the century.
Where did you find this again, old bean?
Why, I found it on Mount Flatten.
Mount Flatten? Never heard of it.
Everyone will know it soon. It is the place I found my find.
And what a great one it was, yet, as one scientist pipes up to say...
except this isn't a find at all!
Say what now?
This isn't some new rock or item.
But I say, what does it all mean?
Why, this is just a rare form of upsidasium.
Upsidasium?
Yes, upsidasium. To truly grasp what upsidasium is, though, we need to travel to the annoyingly yet cheerfully sunny day here in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota, where we join the true, extra cheerful heroes of our adventure, Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose. Both of them, who are more commonly referred to as the plucky comic animated duo, Rocky and Bullwinkle. Now, wait a sec. I thought I said you two were cheerful. You're not cheerful at all. I thought I clearly said you were cheerful.
Hey, Rock, did you hear that? We should be cheerful. I didn't know what some out of you played today. And me without my pom-pom.
Not cheerful wasn't a cheering team, Bullwinkle. He meant it's in our mood. Do you get it?
Oh, look at this. Here they are. All right, everybody, give me a G.
Oh, brother.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an M.
L.
What's that spell?
Gum.
Gum, no thank you, but while most gum is under 5 calories, for some reason it gives me the tooth. But speaking of my best pal in the whole world, why so glum, chum?
What's there to be happy about?
Happiness is a warm puppy?
No.
Well, that Schitz fella only wrote so many of those darn sayings.
That Schultz is in Charles Schultz.
Why, what did I say?
You said Schitz. No, Bullwinkle, that's not what I meant at all. Thanks for trying, though. But I'm bummed. Who'd have thunk that owing Hollywood money wouldn't be fun or uplifting?
That seemed oddly insightful information for use at a later time.
Well, Mr. Narrator, cryptic exposition is not his strong suit.
Hey!
Ahem. So, For those who have been living under atomic number 6 in the periodic table known as carbon, in January or so of 2016, it was announced that atomic numbers 113, 115, 117, and 118 were added to the periodic table of elements. History was made with one of the elements, element 113, being named in Asia, the first of its kind. Little did Bullwinkle know that he would be making history with these new elements as well.
Oh boy, elements, I love driving cars.
Yes, years ago, Bullwinkle's uncle Dewlap passed away, bequeathing...
Gesundheit!
Bequeathing to Bullwinkle a mine on Mount Flatten. This mine had a special type of ore known as Upsidasium. This special type of ore has unique anti-gravity properties.
Oh boy, so my Upsidasium has some real estate in its portfolio.
But our heroes back in the day helped turn over their supply of Upsidasium over to the United States government before those no-good-nicks Boris and Natasha could get their hands on it. Despite their best efforts with the government, their temporary leader, Mr. Big, grabbed the supply of Upsidasium but couldn't control it and lifted up high, high into the sky, never to be seen again.
Until he was, you mean?
And then he wasn't. Years passed and scientists found ways to disprove that Upsidasium was a unique ore or element.
Well, I found a way to disprove that Upsidasium was not a unique ore or element type.
Bullwinkle's Uncle Dewlap's dreams of his rare ore being included has since dissipated. And let's be real, folks, more likely forgotten.
What did I forget? Oh my goodness, my keys, I forgot my keys!
Bullwinkle, you don't have any keys.
Well, I swore I did.
As Bullwinkle wonders what else he forgot, a loud knock occurs from the door. Whoever could it be?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should find out.
Too right. So stay tuned next time to the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle in an episode we'd like to call They Knock Three Times, or When Fate Comes a-Knockin'.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.